It has already been an eventful summer in politics.
Yeah, between the 2020 debates and the president's battle over immigration, there's a lot going on.
And when there's news you need to know about, the NPR Politics podcast is there to tell you what happened.
Not to mention, we're hitting the road so you can meet all of the 2020 contenders.
NPR is going to drive me completely crazy.
The NPR Politics podcast.
Subscribe!
From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Stephen Thompson, here with Lindsay McKenna. Hello, Lindsay.
Hey, Stephen.
It is New Music Friday, and we are doing a quick run through the best albums out August 9th, starting with The Regrets and How Do You Love?
There's a million things that I could say to you, and a million things I know I shouldn't do. I call your mom and ask her what the fuck is going on. It's as if the last time we talked, I was drunk and blacked out. Oh, you
That is more than a month from the album How Do You Love by the LA band The Regrets. Lindsay, I first saw The Regrets at South by Southwest in 2016 when their singer, Lydia Knight, was 15 years old.
Exactly.
Now she is a grizzled 18 and has this really fun and terrific new record. Tell us about it.
Yeah. You know that beer term, highly sessionable? It's when something like really hits and you can just have it all day. That is what I think about this record. They were formed out of the School of Rock, so they come out of that kind of lineage. And I think on this record, you get a sense that they're really steeped in music history. They're combining, to me, elements of surf rock and doo-wop, and I think they're equally inspired by, like, the music of Leslie Gore and sort of girl groups, but also Bikini Kill and Riot Girl. I love that they're taking, like, that punky, punchy lyrics and toning it down by bringing in these, like, historic strands of what girl groups have done, but they're just making it so thoroughly modern.
Well, you're also just hearing a singer-songwriter coming into her own as an artist. I mean, you mentioned just bringing in all those influences. I mean, this band's undergone a bunch of lineup changes
exactly.
In those last few years, and Lydia Knight has felt like kind of the center of this project, and this is a concept album about the complete life cycle of a doomed romance.
Right.
Each song represents a stage of that relationship, and it starts with kind of that first blush of a new love and kind of hopefulness, and over the course of the album it curdles into the kind of stuff you're hearing in More Than a Month, which has a little bit more hostility wound up in it. But then, spoiler, it closes with the title track, How Do You Love? And it's about a readiness to learn and move on and not give up on love. So I like the fact that in addition to encapsulating all of these sounds, she's also got the conceptual muscle behind it as well.
Yeah, I think that it's an exquisite look at all of those messy, complicated feelings that you feel when you're that age.
It is a terrific culmination of a band that's been honing and perfecting its sound for a little while now. That's The Regrets with How Do You Love? Next up, we've got Half Alive and the album Now, Not Yet.
Feel the weight, feel the space in the void in my own time. I'm surrounded in pain passed down through my bloodline. I've tried to escape from the maze, but it's no use. These chains never break, never budge, never come loose. Stories of earth. Like I'm lost in a gold mine. Inside, realize I'm at war in my own mind. It's a place we create, I'll be here for a long time. And you don't know where I've been, you weren't there on the front lines. Story's over.
That is Maybe by the band Half Alive and their new album Now Not Yet. Now, Lindsay, off mic, I said to you, who does this remind me of? And you said...
Stephen, do you remember a couple years ago we had that trend of bands blank the blank?
So like Foster the People, Portugal the Man.
Young the Giant.
Young the Giant.
It was kind of like a you fill in the blanks, but it's something the blank. And that to me... It's kind of what these guys are going for.
Yeah. I mean, you've got the kind of funky, danceable, soulful pop. It's very sleek. It's very playful. It's not really adhering to one genre in particular.
Totally. I think that the one that we played here maybe is like such an easygoing slice of summertime music. And it feels like it's taking all of those different genres that we touched upon and bringing them into 2019.
One other band that I think of when I think of this band is OK Go.
Yes.
And in part because both bands are really, really good at capturing their music on video.
Yes.
And Half Alive had a video for their song Still Feel that came out last year with this amazing choreography to it. Among others, Robin Hilton fell deeply and passionately in love with this band from that video. So if you're interested in hearing more, I highly recommend go to YouTube and watch that video.
And it really is something to watch.
So that's Half Alive. Their new album is called Now Not Yet. Next up, an album called Kala by the Irish singer-songwriter Fionn Regan.
Wear this crown of light for you on this August moon. Bring your voice of pearl to sing. Bring your lightning to color of fur. Doors open onto the beach. Bring your hands to cope. You went out and came back in and went out again. Collar of fur.
That is Collar of Fur by the singer-songwriter Fionn Regan. His new album is called Cala, C-A-L-A. That is Spanish for creek. It's Fionn Regan's sixth album. He put out a record back in 2006 called The End of History that I really loved. And I've been kind of keeping an eye on this guy ever since, and I've always liked him. But this record, I think, is just fantastic and maybe his best work yet.
There you go. I mean, what an absolute balm of a record. This is
Balm,
just...
B-A-L-M, not B-O-M-B.
Yes. It's just got this quiet simplicity and just, like, sheer elegance. He wrote and recorded the record entirely by himself at his home near Dublin. And to me, there's a real sense of reflection that comes throughout it, that it's sparse and it's delicate, but it's also so deliberate. This is something really reflective and meditative, and it really draws a lot on nature and that kind of imagery. And this is a guy who's really steeped in that sort of folk tradition, and he's been honored as such, too.
Just hit the first few seconds of that song, Collar Fur, and I involuntarily just went... You just exhale slowly and deliberately and immediately feel better. This record is so beautiful. Really love this one. Encourage everybody to sink into it. It's about 35 minutes and you will just feel so much better at the end.
Amen.
So that's Fionn Regan. His new album is called Kala. Next up, we've got something completely different. An album called The Iliad is Dead and The Odyssey is Over by Murs and Ninth Wonder.
The beat changed me into a beast. I started knocking out teeth so other rappers can't eat. I'm from the streets, not the sidewalk. They listen when I talk. Another rapper dead and they saying that it's my fault. I have no recollection of the vivid vivisection. I will not be blamed for you niggas' imperfections. My locks are like antennas, mixing predator with venom. I murder them to the rhythm. You got a crew to send them. I'm 2 decades deep. You niggas should have stayed asleep. Since the late 90s, I've been spitting with the same heat. The same clip and the same 45. If you niggas get out of line and you must be ready to die. I'm polished like Mr. Wallace. Kick knowledge when I demolish and leaving these niggas voices like the Electoral College. Quit playing, you know it ain't about numbers. This game ain't seen no brothers like Merce and Ninth Wonder. I don't mix my Henny with coke. I call it the Incredible Hulk. I don't mix my Henny with coke. I call it the Incredible Hulk. I
I call it the Incredible Hulk. I call it the Incredible Hulk.
That is The Hulk from MERS and Ninth Wonder, and their new album, The Iliad Is Dead and The Odyssey Is Over. We brought in our pal Sydney Madden. Tell us about it.
What's up, Steven? Yes, The Iliad Is Dead, The Odyssey Is Over. And no, no, it is not a refresher in English lit. It is actually a marriage of sound and storytelling from MERS and Ninth Wonder, a duo that's worked together before.
For a long time.
Yeah, they go back years. And what I love about Ninth Wonder's production is the ability to just get lost in there. Like, he's done this with Big Crit, Kendrick, Rhapsody, Sean Price. He has this thing about taking boom bap and then adding a little, you know, a little something extra. So you can hear it on The Hulk. You can also hear it with the strident wailing cello on My Hero. You can hear it with the electric guitar on High Noon, which features Rhapsody, that absolutely sings and takes you to another planet. It's literally mesmerizing. And then on top of that, MERS comes in and he never fights the beat. He never tries to go over it. He never tries to compete with it. It's kind of like a kick-push storytelling vibe to it. So the whole thing just rides out so smooth.
It feels really timeless in a way. I mean, you mentioned boom bap. There is this quality that feels very old school with a lot of the sounds that Ninth Wonder brings in being very classic vintage soul to it. And so it's hard to put this album on one map or one spectrum or one timeline.
Mm-hmm. And I love how you said it's timeless. It's got the chipmunk soul. It's got the beginning, middle storytelling. It's got vignettes in there. So this is something that is going to last when other trends in hip-hop are just kind of like a flash in the pan.
Nice. Well, that's The Iliad Is Dead and The Odyssey Is Over from MERS and Ninth Wonder. Thank you so much, Sydney.
Thank you.
We still have a few more albums we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, plus our lightning round of other notable releases. But first, we're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from BetterHelp. Online counseling by licensed professional counselors specializing in issues including depression, stress, and anxiety. Visit BetterHelp.com/songs to learn more and get 10% off your first month. Support for this podcast and the following message come from K. Buxbaum in support of the David Gilkey and Zabiula Tamana Memorial Fund, established to strengthen NPR's commitment to training and protecting journalists in high-risk environments.
You're listening to New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson, here with Lindsay McKenna. We are looking at the best albums out on August 9th. We start the second half of our show with Marika Hackman and Any Human Friend. That is The One from Marika Hackman and her new album, Any Human Friend. Lindsay, she has a way of sounding smooth and jagged at the exact same time, and I don't know how she does it.
It is amazing. This record is full of range, and it's also full of contrast. So earlier in the year, Bob and Robin featured I'm Not Where You Are on the show, which is this exquisite slice of synth and guitar, and it's such a contrast to the spirit of malaise that runs through the song. It's sort of like a But also throughout this record on The One that we just played, there's a sense of humor. There is a line that we didn't get that I have to throw out. She says, I've got BDE. I think it's a venereal disease. And oh God, what a perfect little pop culture moment. there are these little shouts that she calls a Riot Girl Greek chorus.
That's a you're such an attention whore.
Uh-huh, exactly. That little bit right there. There's real candor and frankness to the way that she talks about desire and sexuality. But in that, there's also this sense of vulnerability, too, that she's sort of like backtracking and working through what comes when you open yourself up, that you kind of curl up a little bit and you wonder, oh, no, what did I just say? What did I just do? She's working through those complications in real time. And it is so, so exciting to watch it happen.
There's also a song on this record called All Night, which is this kind of raunchy same-sex sex jam.
Yep.
She's just coming at you from fresh perspective.
Yes.
All the way through this record, and she's always surprising you. There's always just a little turn that you're not expecting. It's a record that really rewards spending a bunch of time with it because so much pops out of the margins.
It's great.
So that's Any Human Friend by the UK singer Marika Hackman. Next up, we've got the band Ra Ra Riot. Their new album is called Super Bloom. That one just builds and builds, don't it?
It's great.
That is the song Endless Pain, Endless Joy from the band Ra Ra Riot. How do you pin down this band's sound over the course of 5 albums? They have changed so much.
So drastically. And it's hard to believe that it's been over 10 years since they released their debut. They were first formed sort of at the height of the blog era. Mm-hmm. So I think that when they were first coming up, they had this really distinctive sound, thanks in part to violinist Rebecca Zeller. But then throughout the course of their discography, as kind of you've seen the change in indie rock more broadly, however we want to define that, I think their sound has sort of adapted too, that they've really like incorporated more of a synth-forward sound. And on this record, Super Bloom, I think they're really leaning hard into pop, that the title comes from that natural occurrence where, you know, there's a huge bloom in the desert of wildflowers.
Right.
And I mean, God, case in point with this song right here, it explodes.
Yeah, over the course of their career, I mean, they have gone from string forward to synth forward to, and this record is more guitar forward.
Yeah.
They made this record with Rostam, formerly of Vampire Weekend. There's a longstanding relationship there. Ra Ra Riot used to tour with Vampire Weekend sometimes. But I just appreciate the injections of a little bit of aggression, because it used to be, in part because of those strings, they had propulsiveness to their songs, but they always sounded a little bit elegant, right?
Yeah.
And this record, they take the opportunity to rock out a little bit more, which, hey, nothing wrong with that.
It's totally vibrant. It's totally dynamic. I think that this is something that is going to really stand apart in their discography. These are indie rock vets at this point, and they're still really trying to find new sounds.
That's great. The album is called Super Bloom from Ra Ra Riot. We've got one more album to talk about on this week's New Music Friday, but before, let's do a lightning round of some of the other notable releases. I'm going to go back to my old pal, Sydney Madden. Sydney, what do you got?
Okay, other than MERS and Ninth Wonder in the hip-hop world, people are really excited about 2 other releases coming out. First, you got Boz, who is a Dreamville stalwart. He's dropping his new EP. It's called Spilled Milk, Volume 1. Then you got Rick Ross, Teflon Don, Ricky Rose. He's coming back with the 13th anniversary of his seminal debut, Port of Miami, and he's dropping Port of Miami 2.
You get a 13th anniversary now?
I mean, I guess if you're Ross, you can do whatever you want.
I guess so. All right. Well, I've got a bunch of titles here. A really charming synth-pop duo from Toronto named Electric Youth, apparently not named for the Debbie Gibson album, but you would not know it from the sweet 80s pop sound of their new record, Memory Emotion. Mark Cohn, a name I hadn't heard in a while, won a Grammy for Best New Artist way back in the early 90s. He's got a new gospel album with the Blind Boys of Alabama called Work to Do. The pop singer Tori Kelly has a new album called Inspired by True Events. And P.P. Arnold, a 72-year-old soul singer who was in the Ikeettes with Ike and Tina Turner, she is putting out her first full-length album of new material in 50 years. It is called The New Adventures of P.P. Arnold.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you so much, Sydney.
Thank you.
We've got one last album, one to wrap our minds around, by the musician Why, W-H-Y, question mark. The album is called A-O-K Ohio.
And you're left alone on a plane, coming home from a place with a name. Gotta cultivate that rock candy. Rock candy. Rock candy.
That is Rock Candy from the artist known as Y. His name is Yoni Wolf, a musician who mixes hip-hop and electronic music and rock and kind of soundscapes. It is tricky to wrap your head around his sound, and then you factor in the fact that this album also exists as a long-form video starring Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black. It is technically not an album of songs, but of six movements that have been trickled out slowly in the lead up to the album's release. Lindsay, help.
Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about sort of the dual screen experience that you've got to split your head around. You know, you've got the streaming on one screen and you've got the visuals happening on another. The visual component of it combines both vintage and contemporary footage. So you're kind of like spliced into childhood and contemporary and what's going on. So you're sort of jumping between time and space. The title, Yoni Wolf has said, is both sarcastic but also a little wishful.
Yeah.
That past Y records have been named after maladies, he said. Alopecia is one, mumps is another. This, he jokes, is both sarcastic and wishful that, hey, it's A-OK Ohio. It's OK here.
Well, he had been based in the Bay Area for quite a while and recently moved back to Cincinnati, kind of closer to family. And so has had mixed feelings about that.
Right, as one might.
You can tell he's a dude with a ton of ideas and he's throwing them all at the wall in a really fascinating way. And I do highly recommend that you seek out the video, which is streaming for free. If nothing else, Tatiana Maslany is awesome.
Exactly. And also this features a lot of different people that are kind of like familiar to our audience.
Oh, yeah.
It's got La 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 La, Sylvan Esso. So there's a lot of collaborators that are sort of working together on this, including Yoni Wolf's own brother, Josiah.
Nice. That is A-OK Ohio by the artist known as Why. That brings us to the end of our show. If you want to keep up with the latest news from NPR Music about Tiny Desk concerts, new music, and more, sign up for our newsletter, which Lindsay co-writes. Just go to npr.org/musicnewsletter to see a list of everything we've played and talked about on this week's New Music Friday. And to hear full versions of the songs, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen in Apple and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR Music's New Music Friday playlist. One quick shout out. Robin Hilton has been on vacation for the last 2 weeks. I would not be able to do this show in his absence without the help of two of my absolute favorite producers and human beings on earth, Mike Katziff and Jessica Reedy. Thanks so much to you both. Thank you so much, Lindsay McKenna.
Thanks, Stephen.
For NPR Music, I'm Stephen Thompson. Have a great weekend. Listen to lots of great music. We'll see you right back here next week.